Thank you, Matt Lowe. No one speaks in music to our hearts much like Matt. I'm grateful. John chapter 14, verse 27 from the Living Bible. Jesus said, "I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid." That verse began our week of peace devotions this past December in our Advent guide. Keith Denby began our devotion and ended his reflection on December the 8th by writing, "Life is a journey that we all take one day at a time. Remember, we have a loving God and an amazing church to turn to, experience peace." When Keith wrote those words, we sure didn't picture we would be here, but he captured it. We have a loving God and an amazing, amazing church. Experience peace. Michelle Green said it this way, "I've had many fond memories growing up in a small Baptist church, always singing hymns. But the memory has begun to fade. And so I prayed, and suddenly I could see myself as a young girl sitting on the church pew with my mom. As usual, she was dressed up, singing loudly as she proudly set the example for me and my three sisters. I unexpectedly remembered the many Sundays of leaning against her on the pew or standing beside her as she held my hand, and suddenly the peace began to flow over me. I remembered when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." Michelle continued, "It's easy to worry about everyday challenges, to get caught up in the demands of life, to become doubtful, impatient, and scared. In times like these, that whether I'm sitting in the still of my living room or on the beach gazing into the ocean, that God reminds me of the peace He taught me as a child during Advent and always. May you find peace and may it be well with your soul." Mary King brought a wonderful perspective to Paul's words to the church at Philippi, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, Paul said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." Mary then wrote, peace. Just the mention of the word has a calming effect. If we want to enjoy the peace that surpasses understanding, we have to be willing to surrender ourselves to Him fully. Mary went on to remind us of the story of Jesus going to the home of Mary and Martha. Remember, Jesus and his friends showed up, and Martha's in the kitchen, so frustrated, so anxious, so much going through her mind. But Mary was simply sitting at Jesus' feet, and Jesus told Martha, Mary has chosen the right part, the good part. In this time of chaos, I tend to be a lot like Martha. But we need to be like Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet. Perhaps the most prophetic word in our devotion guide in December came from David Sanders. David quoting Jesus, "In this world you will have trouble." Christ's words to his disciples shortly before his crucifixion ring true today. Boy, do they ever. Our lives are often chaotic, filled with overcommitted schedules, pressures at work, health issues, financial problems, relationship issues, and a host of other problems. We desperately need and seek peace. David said, "My wife, Kathy, has a unique way of dealing with the pressures of daily life. She will often say, 'I'm going to bed and sing Jesus loves me until I fall asleep.'" We know the words, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Strong indeed. He has overcome the world and its problems, and because he loves you, he longs to give you peace." On and on. On and on I could go. Each devotional that was in our guide, written by one of our church family members, Cinda Taylor, on the 12th of December, she wrote about peace. Peace in the midst of pain. It had only been a few months that Cinda's father had died, and she said as she sat by his bedside praying, "God, give me peace. God, let me keep my father. I need him here. Don't take him." Whereas just 2 years prior, she had sat by the bedside of her mother and said, "God, grant her peace. God, let her go." Cinda wrote, "In the confusion of it all, in the midst of my pain, I simply prayed, 'God, give me peace.'" Melissa Crager captured it so beautifully. Melissa wrote, "Have you ever stopped and watched the little collection of pigeons that congregate in the Walmart parking lot? They're always moving back and forth without any purpose. Frankly, and frantically, in their efforts, they never accomplish anything. They move one way and then they move the other way. It seems pretty pointless to me. However, that is exactly the way I feel during this season. I'm always moving, trying to make the most of it, making sure my family has everything. It can be utterly exhausting. And sometimes, maybe even pointless. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the season. But God calls us to be people of peace. May we also learn to live in peace with the realization that God's got this. During the holiday season and throughout all the year. The last devotion writing Saturday, December 14th. It was written by Luke Langston. Luke's a senior in Lufkin High School. Started at St. Cyprian's and all of his years through Lufkin schools. Luke's been accepted to Baylor, but it's his senior year. Spring break and Those of us who've been there, it's the best time. Parties and proms and commencement. This is what Luke said on the 14th of December. Oftentimes in our busy day-to-day life, we're focused on control. Whether it's with school or work or home, we begin to think being in control will grant us peace. But that's not what peace is about in our relationship with God. The peace that comes with our salvation and our faith overshadows any worldly struggle that we encounter. While deadlines, tests, relationships, and finding positives in life may be overwhelming to us, they are overwhelmed by the peace given to us by God. Instead of being transfixed with controlling our struggles, we need to let go and let God be our guide and comfort. With the grace of God, peace is about letting go instead of being in control. This senior year should be a chaotic time for any 18-year-old. With college applications, AP classes, and numerous activities going on, it should be enough to push anyone into stress overload. But during this season, I have no worries, stress, or any fears. I have peace with my faith in God and know that with Him, nothing that comes my way is impossible. I have little control over what life is going to hit me with, and nothing is certain. But what is certain is that God has me in His hands, and I can turn anything over to Him and be satisfied. Through this, I have peace with the fact that what seems so big may not be so big after all. During this season of Advent, I'm going to intentionally remind myself that giving all my concern to God can bring a peace that passes all understanding. Knowing that God's got it, no matter what that it is, allows me to stop and enjoy the wonder of this season. Luke said, I encourage you to stop, relax, and watch God at work in this season. 7 testimonies of peace. The prophet Isaiah said it this way, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. 700 years after Isaiah spoke those words, that Prince of Peace said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Peace. Shall we pray? Oh God, we can't conjure up this peace. We can't just make it happen. But you can grant it. For your Son, the Prince of Peace, gives us that peace. The world doesn't understand it. But Christ in us, Christ in us. That's peace. God continue to use the church as the instrument of peace in our world in this day in which we live. Let us, as Luke Langston said, relax, center our thoughts on you, and experience your peace. This I pray in the name of Christ, the solid rock on whom we stand, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.